like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living
if
without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
May I be the first to officially welcome you to Garden Talk and Springtime, Gwen Kilcher.
Well, thank you.
Regardless of what is happening in the world of man and womankind around the world, nature
moves on.
Has her own agenda.
Right.
And things are going to pop and bloom and burst forth with color, regardless of what the world is involved in.
And it already is.
And that's very comforting to see when you walk around and open your eyes and bring it all in. Let it sink in and absorb all the color and beauty that is around us. So that's what we're going to focus on for the next few hours of Garden Talk. It's a little respite, except at, of course, the top of the hour with the news. Mm-hmm. We will focus on gardening, looking forward, the regeneration that spring brings, and that's what Garden Talk does every Saturday morning since 1987, and we're going to continue on that route.
And what we need to be doing in the garden now.
And there's lots to be. But before we do anything like that, we have to eat the freshest food we can possibly find. And fortunately, it appears that the local farmers markets are exempt from the mandatory closings. Supermarkets and farmers markets appear to be open. Let's check in with the man who is always giving us some reason to go to the farmers market and grab something good to eat. And that's Dennis Dunn. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. Yeah, with the closures and stuff, I think this is the first time I've ever been called essential.
Has Steve left that word out for you?
Oh.
Shame on him.
Well, that is important, and it is essential. We could certainly go to the big box stores and big supermarkets and buy food, but I think now more than ever it's more important to support local agricultural, local farm markets than ever before.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, we have a good crowd already, and so that's kind of bearing that out. You know, people want to shop local, they want to get the best, and we've got it.
Marvelous. Start us off in fresh fruits and vegetables.
Well, I know last week I talked about getting a ham hock and, collards and making a big pot of beans and ham hocks, and I did that, by the way. And I just happened to get, I forgot to get collards before I left, so I came down Wednesday, and I got some Swiss chard from Ortiz, some rainbow chard from Ortiz Farms. I can honestly say it is the sweetest chard I have ever had. It set off the ham hocks so well. Absolutely delicious. So Mario is here. He's got his stuff out. I'm kind of doing this from the middle because I got to kind of watch my booth at the same time. Lots of greens still. And remember, folks, try not to touch the produce. Please, if you want something, point at it. If you've got gloves, that's fine. If not, point at it and somebody will help you. It's singing frog. Well, actually, all over. There's great-looking radishes. There's all different colors and sizes. There's daikons, purples, reds. Still tons of greens, lettuce mixes. Tom at Armstrong has got his beautiful potatoes out. So there's lots of that. The other thing that we have today, first to market, tomato, zucchini, pepper starts.
Oh.
So you were talking about starting your garden in regeneration. we've got the starts here.
Man, oh man, that's exciting. Although, when's our last frost date, Gwen?
About April 15th.
Okay, so people that are putting their tomatoes in, they better put them in an enclosed area, shouldn't they? Because we're going to probably get some frost.
Oh, yeah, cover them somewhat. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of taking milk cartons, plastic milk cartons, and cutting them off and put them over the top of the starts.
Well, the thing is, I wrote an article, it's in today's newspaper, and it talks about when somebody asked a question about when you start tomatoes and eggplants and all that, and, you know, stick your hand in the soil. Or even get a soil thermometer. And if it's not above 50 degrees, then your plants, unfortunately, they just sit there. So you can cover them all you want, but they're not going to do anything. And sometimes they get stunted. If the root system is cold for a long period of time, then there's no coming back. And then, you know, but people do what they want to do. So, you know, go for it. Some people might be very successful.
Good advice. What else looks good in produce, Dennis?
Fennel, lots of fennel. Let's see, what else did I see? Like I said, lots of greens. Bok choy, love bok choy. Make a nice stir fry. There's still some winter squasher on too. So if you want to get some butternut or something, and do some, you know, butternut squash raviolis or something like that, you can do that too.
Any asparagus around?
I think I'm going to try to take a peek around the corner here. I think Hector may have some out front. Yes, Hector's got asparagus.
And, you know, I'm fixated on your description of Swiss chard as being sweet. It's never a descriptor that comes to mind when I think of Swiss chard.
Steve, I agree 1,000%, but I couldn't believe it. It was delicious.
Well, that's why another reason to shop at the farm market. It's different at the big box supermarkets.
You know, when I started the carrots and the onions and the garlic, I took the big part of the stem and diced it up first of the Swiss chard and added that to the carrots and onions and whatever. And then I put the leaves in at the very end. And the first bite, I said, this is incredible. Honestly, you're absolutely right. I wouldn't think of Swiss chard as being sweet, but this really was.
I have a question. Do you think maybe the carrots added the sweetness to the Swiss chard?
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did in some respect. But like I said, just a straight bite of the Swiss chard was sweet.
And we have lots of citrus still?
Still tons of citrus everywhere. Ponce is up from the valley. There's pomelos and navels, and everybody's fawning over the caracaras. There's still a few apples hanging on, too, as a matter of fact. And Schlettowitz is here as well. They've got the pomelos, tangerines, and all kinds of stuff. There's lemons and other citrus to be had as well.
I like that. Fawning over the caracaras. That's beautiful. Onward we go to Carnivorous Corner.
Carnivorous Corner. Salmon Creek is here with her wonderful cuts of beef, and it looks like she's already got a line of 5 or 6 people there, which is great. Let's see. Anna Seafood is here as well. I've already gotten a thing of wasabi tuna fish to go with my bread for this afternoon's lunch. And other than us with the sausage, I think that's it for the carnivores today.
All righty, on to Carb Court.
Okay, Carb Court. Dominique is here. She says she has her shelter-in-place pies. I'm not sure what they involve, but I'm sure they're good. She has her cronuts. The Mad Batter is here, gluten-free treats. And I have to say this, we're missing Full Circle, and we're missing Cousteau's, and we're missing Raymond's. But Mark from Raymond's and Carl from Cousteau's both came down. Mark baked I don't know how many loaves of bread. Carl from Cousteau's brought down I don't know how many loaves of bread. You can get them at the information booth. All we ask is please make a small donation either to give back to Mark or Cousteau's.
Wow. That's
so there's a ton of bread to be had at the information booth. It's gratis, but we'd really like you to make a donation.
That's beautiful. That's true community spirit. Thanks to both of those wonderful bakers for making that option available today.
Yeah,
and
don't
forget to pick up one of Dominique's shelter-in-place pies. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I also forgot Strauss's here, too.
All right.
Yogurt, butter, ice cream. So that's always fun. And Libby from Beet Generation's here, and she's got her she's bagging up some greens, but she also has her pasta, as we talked about before, that's made from the veggies on her farm.
Oh, marvelous. And what about prepared style restaurant foods?
The greengrocer. He's the go-to guy today, and he's got all of his stuff. I just brought a new sausage over to him to cook to see what it's like, and it looks like he's got a good line going on, too. And, of course, we have Myriad Coffee. Eddie's here pouring coffees for us, and Runaround Brew is here as well with coffee.
Oh, sounds wonderful. What about at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium? Do you have any shelter-in-place Polish sausage?
I don't know what's going on. I think my brother may have found a new website because he's got another new German sausage this week. Falserwurst.
What?
And it's got
what's it
Falserwurst.
Called? Okay.
Falser, P-F-A-L-Z-E-R, Wurst.
Okay.
yeah, cardamom, lemon, a bunch of stuff. That's what's going on the grill so we can figure out what's in it. And we've got some Greca, mild Southern Italian, and we've got some country sausage.
Oh,
and I've got salumes. If anybody's interested, I've got salumes as well.
Marvelous. The mad brother, Franco Dunn, in the sausage workshop. Who's providing music today?
No music. We are trying to, trying to avoid gatherings.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and you'll see when you come that the vendors are spaced farther apart. So we're doing our best to keep the health of our vendors and our customers as best we can.
Regular hours, though, today, right? 8:30 to 1 o'clock?
Absolutely.
All right. And, of course, listeners are saying, where, Steve, can I get all this beautiful, bounteous farm food? Well, it's one place there, the original Certified Farmers Market. Why is it the original? Because it's our longest-running year-round farmers market. Started in the heyday of the late 1960s, celebrating 50, 60 almost years continuous year-round at the Luther Burbank Center. It's easy to find if you're up and down 101 at any regularity. Just get off at the River Road Mark West Springs exit and head east, and you'll see it right next to the beautiful white billowing tents, lots of free parking. You'll make some new friends when you're there. You'll probably run into a neighbor or two, and you'll feel good about connecting at a safe distance, of course, with others in the community. Support our local farm market this morning. Dennis, thanks so much, and remember, there is the Wednesday market still going. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Also, 8:30 to 1 o'clock, same place, same time. We'll talk again next Saturday. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, Steve and Glenn, you guys have a good week and stay safe.
We certainly will. Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market. We will take a break, and we want you to think of this as your greenhouse, your living room greenhouse, where you can hang out, spend some time with Gwen and Steve for the next couple hours and talk about what's going on in your yard and garden. Heck, most of us have a lot of time that we didn't have before to reconnect with our garden, to spend some time out there having a cup of tea or coffee and just really looking at things instead of just rushing through. It's amazing what you see when you sit for a few minutes and look.
And then when you're done with that, you get your little notebook out and you start writing down all the things that you'd like to do. Ideas that you have, plants that you want, things that need attention.
We'll go through the episode, the Saturday morning Press Democrat, where Gwen's column appears this morning. We'll answer some of her questions. She co-writes that column with Dana Lozano, and they've co-written that column for close to 30 years, the first and third Saturdays of every month. And it's Gwen's turn this Saturday to answer questions. But your questions always come first. That's why the show was created, to have dialogue, two-way dialogue with you. You know, I know Instagram and Facebook and all the other social media are good ways to communicate, but there's nothing quite like talking with a real live person like Gwen is and like Steve is in the KSRO greenhouse to reconnect. And I know a lot of folks are going a little bit stir crazy, and rightfully so. This is a chance to really connect with the community. 636-1350. And tell us what's on your mind. What have you been doing? And a little more weeding, a little more visualizing what you're going to be planting in the next couple months or so. You can also send us an email, steve@ksro.com. And if you'd like to join our conversation, in honor of spring, which descended on March 19th, we have a little welcome spring giveaway today. The U.S. Post Office, once again, released about 2-3 weeks ago their beautiful orchid stamps. Remember stamps? I know a lot of us don't write many letters. We send bills, but we don't write letters. So we're going to give away, how about 40 stamps? We'll give away two winners.
Two books?
Two books of stamps to two KSRO Garden Talk listeners. And we will mail these beautiful orchid stamps direct to your home. 20 stamps per person.
I have a question. You're not going to use one of those stamps to put on the envelope to mail their stamps, are you?
Gwen always has to put a needle in my balloon to deflate my great idea. No, Gwen, I will use another stamp. It will be a full 20, a book of 20. So what we'll do is shortly before 11 o'clock, we'll choose a couple names at random, completely random, from the email and the phone calls that come in. And if you win, I'll put this in an envelope and send it right out to you. And the only thing I ask is, please, for a few of these stamps, send a letter to someone. Don't just use them for bills. Actually sit down and spend 10 or 15, 20 minutes and write a letter. I know this is a dying art, if not a dead art already. And I have to say it's probably been a couple years since I've written a letter to a family member or a friend.
Or cards. What about birthday cards?
I do cards, but that's pretty quick. Oh. Well, yeah, of course you can use it for cards. I'm not going to tell you how to use your orchid stamps. But wouldn't it be nice to use it for a non-business purpose? Mm-hmm. Put these aside and... It'll just by even looking at these stamps, you'll feel much more hopeful about the state of affairs in the world. So it's just our way of welcoming spring and encouraging you to look at these stamps and think about flowers and the future and all the positivity that is in the world.
And you might want to grow one of those orchids.
That's right. You may, well, indeed, may want to grow one of these orchids. So 636-1350 to join us in the greenhouse. Any gardening questions that are on your mind this morning, no one on hold at this moment in time, and no emails at this time because we're just getting going. steve@ksro.com. Want to remind everyone that if you're away from the radio, that's okay because KSRO has covered. We join the KSRO text 51879, and you can like us on Facebook, and there's lots of ways to join us. And remember, at high noon today, Pat Kerrigan will be in as usual on Saturdays and Sundays during this health update crisis to give you the latest news from overnight and this morning. That's starting promptly at noon today. Pat Kerrigan live on KSRO. We'll go to your Garden Talk calls right after these messages. And boy, we'd love the chance to talk with you this morning and see how you're faring. Steve Garner, Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO greenhouse at 11:05. We're in the kitchen live with Chef John Ash.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hi, folks. This is the Deckmaster, Weston Levins, with a tip for anybody who is about to build a new wood deck, fence, or patio cover. Before you build your project, pre-coat every board on four sides with Q-Tech Extreme Wood Finish. You can stack the wood while it is still wet and then give it a finish coat when you're done building. Q-Tech Extreme has unparalleled penetration into even the densest hardwoods. Once inside, it repels moisture from the inside out. This dramatically increases wood stability and reduces cupping, warping, and cracking. That's why when Professional Deck Builder magazine conducted a 2-year test of outdoor wood finishes, they rated Q-Tech Extreme as the best. It was the best in penetration, color retention, and ease of application. Ask for Q-Tech, C-U-T-E-K. Q-Tech Extreme is available at Healdsburg Lumber, Sonoma Paints, and Plaza Paints.
Distributed by Deck Supply Warehouse, LLC, Windsor, California. For more information about Q-Tech Extreme, go to DeckSupplyWarehouse.com.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident, licensed landscape designer and contractor.
The nursery is ready for spring. Lots of spring color. Ferns, succulents, and houseplants all bursting with spring growth. Azaleas are blooming like crazy. They're on special now, $15 each or two for $25. Spring veggie starts are available after March 20th. Planning to landscape this spring or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages. gardening is a healthy and safe activity to do with your family at home, and it's therapeutic. A Better Way Produce and Nursery has everything you'll need.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Atlas Pavers on 4th Street invites you to their spring open house and live broadcast with Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday, February 29th, 9 to 5. Food, prizes, and specials.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the Chaos Arto Greenhouse, it is Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher on this fabulous spring Saturday morning, even though the world's going to hell in a handbasket. We don't care because in the greenhouse, everything is beautiful. I got an email late last night, and it said, "Hi, Steve. I was told that a mask and gloves were enough to go to the grocery store. Well, they lied. Everybody else had clothes on."
Funny. Very funny.
Good morning, Karen. Welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you this morning?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have planted artichoke plants, and I wondered when they produce little baby artichokes.
What size?
I transplanted them last year the same time you did. You said you were going to go home and transplant your little baby.
Uh-huh.
So are you getting artichokes yet?
No, nowhere near getting artichokes yet.
Oh, okay.
So be patient. The plant's probably going to still grow and get bigger. Eventually, you'll start to see some one or two or maybe three stalks coming out from the center of the plant. When you see that stalk coming up and growing straight up, then you know that eventually we'll have an artichoke at the tip of it. So be patient. It's only mid-March yet, so it could be another month or so. At least.
Oh, okay. So they're kind of a spring.
Late spring. Late spring.
Okay.
Producer. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be patient.
Yes, yes, be patient.
It's so hard.
Hey, as long as that plant is growing and looking good and new leaves are coming out.
Oh, yeah, they're
big. Okay. Then, yeah, you'll probably get a few artichokes off of that one plant. So.
And do I take the branches that die at the bottom, do I take those away or just leave them? Or?
Yeah, no, I would cut them off, get some pruners and just make some clean cuts and get rid of all that dead stuff out of there. That way they don't, that's a good place that earwigs and snails and slugs like to hide. So you'll clean up all that under there. And I want to tell you though, as your artichokes are growing and the artichoke is forming, watch out for aphids. Okay,
because I see a lot of ants, so I put some ant poison.
Nah, don't do that. Follow the ants. There's probably a trail that, or maybe they just live in the ground there and they're wandering around looking for food. But if you see them going up your artichoke plant, you'll find the bugs that are sucking juice out of the plants, which is the reason why the ants are going after them. They're going after the sweet juice that other bugs make, and so you'll see probably aphids. Then you just get some soapy water in a squirt bottle, and you can spray it in the evening, and then the next morning wash it off with a hose, and keep an eye on it because those aphids are forever coming, and earwigs like to hide out in there. Roll up some newspapers with some wet oatmeal or cream of wheat or something, cornmeal, whatever you roll up in those wet newspapers, and put them at the base of the plant, and then check them early in the morning go pick up the roll of newspaper and go someplace else. Don't unroll it right next to your artichoke plant. Go on the driveway or concrete or someplace where you can smush them if they fall out. You can unroll it and you can see if you've caught anybody. They're not going to be dead. So, but it's a nice way to
catch them in there.
Yeah, catch them and then dispose of them and then start all over again. So, or and you've heard of the
thank you very much.
And you've heard of the oil and the soy sauce in the container to catch earwigs?
No.
You can get a shallow little plastic cup like a
cottage cheese
thing or yogurt container or something. Dig a hole, set it in the ground so the top of the container is level with the soil. Pour some oil in there, any kind of cheap oil, and then a few tablespoons of soy sauce. And then the earwigs, for some reason, they love soy sauce.
They're attracted to it.
And they'll go in there, they'll jump in it, and the oil, they get coated with the oil, and they can't get out, and they die. So you'll see, hopefully you'll see quite a few earwigs in there. But it's a little too early for those to do that as well. So when it starts warming up and stays warm, bugs wake up, then that's a good time to do that. Okay?
I'll try that.
All right,
sounds
keep
good.
Keep us posted about your artichokes. We'll see who gets them first, you or me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Karen. And now that we're sheltering in place, people have a lot more time to do some of these things that maybe they didn't feel they did have enough time to do some of these things, like doing the earwig hunt. Ina from Santa Rosa, welcome to Garden Talk, live at KSRO. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy spring to you both.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm calling and wondering about what's going on with my tulips. They're sporadic this year. They're not all opening at once as they usually put on a show, because I have so many walkers in my neighborhood. I like to put a smile on everybody's face and plant a lot of little tulip gardens. And they're coming up. They look beautiful, but they're just, like, not all at once.
Are they different varieties?
Yeah, they are different varieties, though. They're a lot different colors and stuff. Maybe that's why.
That could be, yeah. But were these in the ground last year?
A few of them were. I dug a lot of them up and switched them over to another side of the yard.
Okay.
Because I did about 300.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I know it was a lot of work.
Wow. Good for you.
It's beautiful, though.
Well, varieties, definitely. They are early bloomers, mid bloomers, late bloomers, so you get all different times of the spring where they could bloom. So that's number one. If any of them are getting some shade instead of being in sun all day long.
Yeah, that's true. Some are, but most of them will get the morning sun quite a bit. They don't get a lot of afternoon sun.
Okay, so that's why they're a little bit slow in producing flowers. Tulips love full sun all day long. And if they don't get that, then, you know, whoever's getting more sun is going to bloom first. So,
That's what I figured.
But I think the number one reason is you have the different varieties. So unless you knew when you were buying them that they were all early bloomers, then
I thought they were. I just thought it's because there was a lot less rain. And, you know, I just wasn't sure. I was sort of,
The rain, you know, unless you have a very sandy soil and it dries out pretty quick. Soil, you know, in most parts is still pretty damp, and we had this last little bit of rain that helped somewhat. So, no, it's either the varieties or not enough sun.
Okay, and now should I wait till they die out completely to dig them up, or could I just leave them this year?
You can leave them. It'd be better. You'd be better off leaving them in the ground. Don't cut the foliage back until it's completely dead, because all that greenery helps provide more energy into the bulb so you can get a flower for next year. Some varieties do better than others around here because we really don't get the cold winters like they do in the Midwest and the East Coast, where they just keep popping up and they're big and beautiful and they multiply. So, you know, I've left mine in the ground all these years, and the only time I've dug them up is when I divided them.
Right.
But I'm surprised at how few tulips they have made. Daffodils, they're pretty good. They go to town. They make a lot of babies. But the tulips, I'm surprised at mine. Well, I'm not surprised because we don't have the conditions for them to really reproduce a lot of baby bulbs.
I see. Awesome.
Put, put mulch on top of the ground and maybe a little stick or something so you remember where they are.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you don't buy a plant to go, I'm going to plant it right here, and you dig right through your, you know, bulbs.
Right.
Yeah, so put a little marker out there, keep some mulch on top of the ground, and they'll be good for next year.
Awesome. Great. That helps a lot. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Ina.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks. Good talking with you. We'll take a break. Can take more calls at 636-1350. Nobody on hold. Remember, we're giving away two books of orchid stamps. I know it's a little unusual to do, but we're celebrating spring, and I'm looking at these beautiful books of 20 orchid stamps each, and I thought, why not send out a book of 20 to two lucky Garden Talk winners this morning to focus on the beautiful out there in the world. So we'll choose a couple names at random shortly before 11 o'clock. If you get in with an email question, you're qualified in the drawing, or of course, we'd love to talk, as you can tell. So give us a call if you have a gardening question or an observation or a thought. No one on hold, 636-1350, and Steve at ksro.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Wow, the best 4 years in a row.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonoma County.
That's Dr. Walter Tom's team thanking you, Sonoma County, for voting Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. Why? He listens. He's highly skilled and dedicated to helping you, his patient.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us the Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon for the fourth year in a row. This year, I'm excited to thank our hardworking staff that also won the Best Esthetician Award.
Yay!
The best. Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, cosmetic surgery, and now the best skincare center. A true professional, cosmetic surgeon Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation online at drwaltertom.com. drwaltertom.com.
We love you, Sonoma County.
And so do
I. This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO, a non-paid spokesperson for King's Nursery. These are unprecedented times in our lives. While we're washing our hands and elbow bumping, life must go on. And the phrase, this too shall pass, stays in my head. I'm making a new rose garden at my home. And in the peacefulness of planning and planting, I realize how pure and healthy gardening is. No crowds, close to nature, the sights and aromas with the birds chirping. I felt uplifted, taking a deep breath in the good smells and the pure invigoration of nature and growing. The opposite of hysteria. I told the folks at King's my escape from anxiety, and Dan King told me, hey, I think you just created our new radio message. It's true. Gardening is therapeutic, and if there's a time we need therapy, it's now. Even if you just stop by King's and wander the grounds on your own, it's a great respite for all the other stuff. King's Nursery, celebrating 126 years, corner of 13th and Stewart in the heart of Santa Rosa, and kingsflowernursery.com. Escape the noise. Breathe deep. Stay healthy. From King's.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Sunny skies today at 67, 60 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 43, 45 on the shores. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Showers developing, though, in the afternoon. High 69, 63 in Bodega Bay. Monday, a few clouds at 58, 53 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Thank you.
It's Garden Talk. It's live. It's KSRO. Thanks for joining us in the greenhouse this morning. So, Gwen, you want to say hello to some folks out there in Radio Land.
I do. I want to say hi to Joe and Ann. Joe works with my husband, Walter, and he's going to start listening to the show. So, hi, Joe and Ann. And I have to say hello to my son, Bradley, who I spoke to this morning. He's in Las Vegas. Very quiet out there. So he's listening to the show now. Hi, Bradley.
Let's say hello to Lee calling from Healdsburg this morning. What can we do for you on Garden Talk this morning? Hi, Lee.
Hi, good morning. I need to know what to do about my orchids. I have two that have developed the mealybug, and I have had these orchids for, oh, maybe 4 years. Never, ever had a problem. All of a sudden, I noticed all this sticky stuff, and I started looking, and here's all these crummy little mealybugs.
Oh, dang.
What do I spray it with?
Well, could you get some Q-tips?
Mm-hmm. Dip, oh, yeah.
Dip it in alcohol and
well,
kind of
done that little trick.
Okay. The thing is, you have to keep doing that. Otherwise, if you can, you can put the plants in the sink. Okay. And can you get a spray bottle and put it on a straight stream, and you could just spray them and just nail them and knock them off the plant.
Okay.
Either one would be an easy thing to do. You could use with that spray bottle after you've done, you know, spraying them, you could get, use your spray bottle, fill it up with water and put about 10 drops of your liquid dish soap in it and spray them. Just leave them in the sink, spray where the bugs are, or where they were, leave it there for a couple hours and then just wash the plant off.
Okay.
You can do that also. So there's a few things that you can do. The thing is, you have to keep an eye on these guys because some of them won't be, you know, won't die from what you've done. Or maybe some of them have hid underneath the leaves or in the soil, and then they'll come back up and, you know, start all over again. So if you keep on top of it and keep watching them and nail anybody that you see, then you should take care of the problem.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Will that work on my pineapple, too?
You're the one with that little pineapple that you're growing, your pineapple plant.
That thing is just going haywire.
Wow. Is there any way you can take a photo and send that to us?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm 93, and I don't have all these fancy little deals.
Okay.
So I have to take your word for it.
Okay.
Okay.
So does the pineapple plant have mealybugs on it as well?
Do I what?
Does that pineapple plant have mealybugs as well?
Yeah, down the center of it.
Oh, he does. Okay, well, since that's a little bit harder to get to, I would just get the soapy water and spray down in those little nooks and crannies and leave it there for a few hours, maybe all day if you want. It's not going to hurt it. And then, I mean, remember, you're going to keep this plant in the sink. And then get your spray bottle or, you know, do you have one of those hand, one of those faucet things that you can, you know, pull up from the sink and, you know, move it around like a hand wand kind of thing or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
So get your spray bottle, fill that up with water again and spray or dump water on it or whatever you can to get that soapy water off the plant. Because you don't want to leave the soapy water on all the time. You have to wash that off at some point.
There's your answer, Lee. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Let me know if that helped you.
Good talking with you. We'll take a break and be right back. And good news, the citrus has shipped. Aaron Dillon from Four Winds Growers has shipped all the winning citrus trees to our KSRO citrus winners from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair back there in February. So everybody is very happy. They've received the citrus tree of their choice. And a couple people had emailed me earlier saying, where's my citrus tree? And I replied that, well, Aaron will ship them when they're ready to ship. It was a little early to ship them, and they all went out this week. So happy citrus planting, and we sure would love to hear from any winners that are listening this morning as you track that growth of that citrus tree. Congratulations. 636-1350. You can reach us right now. No waiting. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. We have a few emails to get to right after this.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Did you know the moment you lose a tooth, your mouth begins to change? It's true. But implant-supported dentures can help you maintain your bone structure and a more youthful look, allowing you to say goodbye to denture adhesives and creams and helping you to eat, speak, smile, and live with confidence. Which is why at Affordable Dentures and Implants, they make dental implants affordable. And when you visit Dr. Tesfa Michael at the Affordable Dentures and Implants office right here in Windsor, he can create a customized treatment plan to help you get your smile back at a price that's affordable. The Windsor office is located at 6580 Hembry Lane. Take the Shiloh Road exit off 101, just north of Santa Rosa. To schedule a free new patient consultation, call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com. That's 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com. Call or click for a free new patient consultation today. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Your Saturday morning Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building has moved to the Farmers Lane Plaza until further notice. From 8:30 to 1, you're able to buy fresh organic produce and locally produced goods direct from the farmers, ranchers, and producers. Market vendors are following official guidelines set by the Department of Public Health to ensure everyone's safety. All vendors at the market are implementing safety protocols such as increased hand washing, no sampling, and washing hands after handling money. Social distancing, waving, elbows, jazz hands, and winking are all encouraged. The market is a great place to find fresh organic ways to build up your immune system. Get vitamin C and more from fresh citrus. Soothe cold symptoms with local honeys and teas. The Wednesday market has also moved to Farmers Lane Plaza in Santa Rosa, 9 to 1. If you're an at-risk member of our community, contact Market Manager Kelly Smith for curbside shopping service. 415-999-5635. Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Where do you go for a fresh, delicious sandwich or salad? Bianchini's Deli on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa is an obvious choice. Grab your favorites to go or relax in their indoor or outdoor seating area. Made-to-order options and house-made dressings let you enjoy the perfect lunch anytime. Get $50 to spend at Bianchini's in Santa Rosa for only $25 right now at MySonomaDeals.com. Limited quantities, so purchase today. Find this and other deals only at MySonomaDeals.com.
Atlas Pavers is now open in Santa Rosa, offering design and build services by highly trained expert personnel. Their goal is to exceed their clients' expectations on time and in budget. From paver driveways, decks, and patios to outdoor kitchens and fire pits. To support our community, Atlas Pavers is giving back to the rebuilding efforts of Mark West and Coffee Park by donating 3% of every job to the Fire Rebuild Neighborhood Projects. Schedule a free design consultation. Call 707-204-0255. Online at atlaspaversco.com.
Yes, you're in the happiest place in Sonoma County. It is the KSRO Greenhouse. And Sandy is joining us with a question. Good morning. I've been wanting to replant my fig tree that's currently in the 5-gallon container I purchased it. Oh, that I purchased it in. Now that I have time to do it, I'm wondering if it's too late now that it has leaves. That's Sandy from Pengrove.
No, it's perfectly fine. The weather's still cool. This is great weather. So find a spot to plant that fig, sun all day long, if possible. Don't dig the hole any deeper than that root ball. And you can make the hole wider and break up all the soil, loosen it up, but don't dig it any deeper than the root ball. And then water the fig tree before you pull it out of the pot. That way you know that the root system's nice and wet. If your soil's a little on the heavy clay kind of side, then throw a few couple shovelfuls of compost on top of the ground before you start digging. And as you're digging, that's just going to get mixed up with it. So you plant your plant, make sure there are no girdled roots around, going around and around the container. If so, spread them out. Loosen up the root ball just a little bit and plant it. Don't bury the trunk, and make a little moat around, a little moat around the root ball. So that's where you're going to be watering. You're not going to water the trunk. Put some compost on top of the ground. Keep a few inches away from the trunk of the tree, and the compost can be like 2 or 3 inches thick, and that will cover the bare soil, and that will break down and help feed your tree. No fertilizing is necessary, no nothing. Keep an eye on the watering. They don't like a lot of water, remember, so just keep that soil barely moist. And if we do get any rain, then you're off the hook for watering. So, and there you go. It'll continue to grow, and you'll have a beautiful fig tree.
Good. Well, she'll hold you to that.
Okay.
All right. Maggie's asking, what do I have? Hello there, Steve and Gwen. I have a, looks like a plumeria in a 12-inch pot in my house. The leaves are sticky on the back. What is it, and how do I get rid of it? I also have orchids. Let's see what she says.
Is there a picture somewhere? I don't have any picture.
No picture.
She says, I have a plumeria.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was showing us, is this a plumeria?
No,
I have a plumeria.
She says the leaves are sticky on the back.
Look, get a magnifying glass and look everywhere. Look underneath the leaves. Look in the nooks and crannies on the stems and see if you find any bugs. Unfortunately, if you do have some bugs, if you were listening to the information I was giving Lee, you can follow the same thing and just spray them with soapy water, you know, keeping them in the sink if possible, and get rid of the bugs that way. Could be aphids that she has, could be the mealybugs, scale, or somebody that's sucking juice out of the leaves, and that's creating that sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what did she say? Then
she said she got a Hoya begonia and a spider plant in the same location in their house, and does she need to treat them?
Well, look,
she hasn't seen anything.
Yeah, look with your magnifying glass, because a lot of times those bugs are so small, and those of us that need cheater glasses, you know, usually we'll miss them if we don't have our cheater glasses on. But I like to use a magnifying glass because you can really see what those bugs look like. And then you, once you take a look at them, you jump back and like, these things are really ugly looking. So look with your magnifying glass, and then if you do see anything, spray them with soapy water, leave it on for a while, for a few hours, most of the day if you can, and then wash the plants off with water and keep an eye on them because those bugs keep coming back. Sometimes once they start, they keep coming back, and you really need to be persistent to knock out that whole population.
All right, there's your answer. Via email, Dear Gwen, I bought a David Austin rose at a local nursery about a month ago. It's called Roald Dahl. And it's described as a beautiful peach-colored rose with a strong spiced tea fragrance. Ooh, it sounds nice.
Yeah.
I planted it last week, and I followed your suggestions to mound it, and then I added a few shovelfuls of compost. I watered it well, and I see some green along the stems, but no other activity. Am I being impatient? And that's from Brenda in Calistoga. And here's a picture of that David Austin Roald Dahl rose.
Wow, so she planted it beautifully. The crown is just above the ground, yeah. And it has an open vase shape to it.
And there's green on the stems, as you can see, but no other leaf activity.
Yeah, it's not leafing out at all. There's
no.
A lot of dieback on the stems. So what they do in a lot of these wholesale nurseries when they're growing these plants, they come through with a machine, and they're all cut at the same height, and then they're dug at the same depth. So
Should she give it some more time to see if it starts?
Is the soil damp?
No.
You know, has she been watering it? Because you want to make sure that root system stays damp all the time.
Well,
Did she say all that rain?
Planted it a week ago, right before the rains.
That barely.
Well, I mean, it soaked the soil fairly well. So should she water it more? Or?
I would stick my fingers down in the soil and make sure that soil's damp.
Okay.
There's a lot of dieback going on. One cane. I'd like to know how big this root system was when she planted it. Sometimes the machines get too close to the root system and they have very little roots. And then we go ahead and plant it and it doesn't amount to anything because the root system just can't get going.
I need some information. Okay.
I want you to keep the soil damp, but you have to check. Stick your fingers around the soil.
If the soil is damp.
If it's damp, then give it some more time.
All right.
Oh, well, she planted it a week ago, you said. Oh, okay. That's right. She planted it a week ago. It's not going to do anything for a while. It has to get that root system going before it can
month
do anything.
Month or two?
Yeah, maybe. About a month.
Okay, so premature to yank it out and
don't do anything. Yeah, right. Just keep your soil damp.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I missed the part about planting a week ago.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO, a non-paid spokesperson for King's Nursery. These are unprecedented times in our lives. While we're washing our hands and elbow bumping, life must go on. And the phrase, "this too shall pass," stays in my head. I'm making a new rose garden at my home, and in the peacefulness of planning and planting, I realize how pure and healthy gardening is. No crowds, close to nature, the sights and aromas with the birds chirping. I felt uplifted, taking a deep breath in the good smells and the pure invigoration of nature and growing. The opposite of hysteria. I told the folks at King's my escape from anxiety, and Dan King told me, "Hey, I think you just created our new radio message." It's true. Gardening is therapeutic, and if there's a time we need therapy, it's now. Even if you just stop by King's and wander the grounds on your own, it's a great respite for all the other stuff. King's Nursery, celebrating 126 years, corner of 13th and Stewart in the heart of Santa Rosa, and kingsflowernursery.com. Escape the noise. Breathe deep. Stay healthy. From King's.
Montgomery Villas.